Well, let us worship God. Let us sing in Psalm 34. Psalm 34. And we shall sing the opening verses 1 to 9. These opening verses, Psalm 34, God will I bless all times. These opening verses 1 to 9. Well, let us read some verses in Mark's Gospel, chapter 15. And we're going to read from verse number 39 to the end of Mark's Gospel, chapter 15, at verse 39. And when the centurion which stood over against him saw that he so cried out and gave up the ghost, he said, truly this man was the Son of God. There were also women looking on afar off. Among them was Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, the less, and of Joses and Salome, who also when he was in Galilee followed him and ministered unto him, and many other women which came up with him unto Jerusalem. And now, when the evening was come, because it was the preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, an honorable counselor, which also waited for the kingdom of God, came, and went in boldly unto Pilate, and craved the body of Jesus. And Pilate marveled if he were already dead. And calling unto him the centurion, he asked him whether he had been any while dead. And when he knew it of the centurion, he gave the body to Joseph. And he bought fine linen, and took him down, and wrapped him in the linen, and laid him in a sepulchre, which was hewn out of a rock, and rolled a stone unto the door of the sepulchre. And Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of Joses beheld where he was laid. Let us join together in prayer. Heavenly Father, as we continue this evening our consideration of the death and the burial and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, help us, we pray, to evaluate these great realities with the emphasis and the importance and the gracious and glorious meaning of these things that the Scripture gives to them, and the way in which the Gospel writers took great pains to go into a measure of detail. And obviously they are intending that we should be very clear as to what actually did take place in the midst of these momentous events. And so as we come once again, Heavenly Father, to these familiar stories, we pray that we would not regard them as over-familiar, but that we would be conscious that in these recordings we are being delivered of great and saving truth, and that there is a holy ground upon which we stand as we come to listen and to look into these great historical realities. And so as we come then, help us, we pray, to be quick to hear and slow to speak, and that our hearts would be opened and our ears in order to learn all that the Gospel has for us. As we recognize that in these closing chapters in the Gospel records, we have the climactic ministry, earthly ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ, that everything leading up to these chapters has been preparatory in a sense, important and fulfilling God's promises of old to his people concerning the Messiah and the signs that would follow his ministry, but always remembering that these final days of his earthly life are the great saving days, and that he came into the world not to be ministered unto, but to minister to others and to give his life as a ransom for many. And how he reminded his disciples on more than one occasion that he was going to Jerusalem to die and to suffer many things and to be maltreated from the hands of the Jewish leaders and the Gentiles, and be spit upon and to be put to death. And on the third day he would rise again. And looking back into the history of these Gospel records, O God, we have every reason for optimism and hope that because Christ is living, we shall live also. And all who believe in him will never die. Even when they die, yet shall they live. And death no longer claims as once it did. And sin no longer plays the part and plays that powerful demonic power over our lives as once it did. But because of Christ and his endurance in our place, we are delivered. And all the writing and all the handwriting against God's people written down in God's book of condemnation, and all the criticisms of God's law and all the offenses against God's love, all these crimes that we have committed, they are all blotted out and will be remembered no more. And so we rejoice that in the cross, all these things are washed away in the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And this is our salvation, and this is our glorification, washed in the blood, sprinkled the blood of sprinkling. And when God sees that blood, he passes over, and the angel of death will never come to that soul. Heavenly Father, help us then to rejoice this night, that we have the Lord's Day, the day in which Christ rose from the dead, the first day of the week, and that in that beginning of a new day, a new dawn, there was a new day indeed for the world and the age in which we live. And there is no going back, and there is no going back to the darkness, to the pre-Christian era. But now that Christ has come, a light has come, and all the world is now to walk in the light that is in Christ. And because he has come, the world is made more guilty in a sense, because its sin is exposed against the light of God's amazing love. And in that coming of Christ, something has happened that puts away the old dispensation and begins a new era, beginning the last days. And in these last days, there is nothing more to take place except the coming again of the Lord. And this we know from the scripture is the great next event in God's plan and in God's program. And the one who was dead and who is alive forevermore is coming with the clouds in glory, and every eye shall see him, and even those who pierced him, and many shall mourn because of him, but many shall rejoice at his coming. That blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. And so we pray that we would walk in his light, in the light of the gospel, in the light of the historical reality of the man Christ Jesus, the one mediator, that we would walk in the light of his teaching, in the light of his example, in the light of his kindness toward us, in the light of his relationship to God and his relationship to sinners, the way he treated people, and that we would walk in that light and follow his footsteps wherever he leads. So we give thanks again, Heavenly Father, that the gospel is good news indeed, which can never be turned into bad news, and which can never be undone despite the malice of men and despite the massive unbelief, not only in the world at large, but in the church very often too. So we come this evening, O God, to sing the praises of him whose name is love and who is the Holy Son of God. And we pray that we would remember to seek mercy and grace always, because this is our constant need and is our constant plea, and it is his constant work and his constant delight so to give. And we pray a blessing upon those who are not able to be with us tonight. We think of those who are on holiday in this long weekend. We think of those who through advancing years and those who are laid aside in sickness, who no longer can come to these evening services. And we remember them all, and we pray for them all. And we remember the Christian community, the Christian church, to the ends of the earth and those troubled spots in the world. And we think of those places that we know about, where there are encouraging signs of ingatherings, even in places in the Middle East. And we know, O God, that in the midst of troubles and trials, the church can prosper, and the church indeed can be matured through difficult seasons. So help us to remember the encouraging realities of the gospel, and not simply to be looking on the dark side of things. And so help us to come now to pray, to praise, to listen, to bow down, to worship the Lord, and all things for God's glory we pray, through the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so in his dear name we pray. Amen. Now we're going to read further in Mark's Gospel in chapter 16. Mark's Gospel, chapter 16, and reading through this chapter. And when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, had bought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, "Who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre?" And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were afraid. And he said unto them, Be not afraid. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go your way, tell his disciples and Peter, that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him, as he said unto you. And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. Now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. And she went and told them that had been with him as they mourned and wept. And they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, believed not. After that he appeared in another form unto two of them as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it unto the rest. Neither believed they them. Afterwards he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believes not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after that the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. Now again, we remind you of these very brief intimations. Our Wednesday meeting, of course, at 7 o'clock on Wednesday here in the church. And next Lord's Day, the usual hours, 10:30 a.m. or 6 p.m. Here also in the church, and we're always glad to welcome visitors. We're very glad to have some visitors with us, Mr. Windsor and his family, and I'm not just sure who's all visiting, but we're very bereft of attendances this evening, long weekend, and other factors. So we're glad to see you. Especially glad to see you, if I may say so. It's always an encouragement when we see new faces. And we welcome you, and we will now receive the offering. Well, let us continue then to sing to God's glory in Psalm 34, the Psalm 34 from verse 10. And we sing to verse 17.